Hello, it's Taylor.
Hey, Taylor. This is Matt over here with Local Splash. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Matt?
I cannot complain. It's Thursday, right? This week's going by fast. How are you guys doing over there?
I'm pretty good.
Good, good. So I got a request. I don't know if you spoke to somebody or if you clicked on something. You were kind of interested in the paper lead model. So they told me to give you a call on that. You know, did you reach out on that? And does that ring a bell? Maybe you clicked on something?
I doubt it.
Google verified?
Sometimes
people click on something on their back office, on their, like, their dashboard, and then it triggers, and then, you know, my company tells me to give you guys a call. So maybe you might have accidentally. They told me to give you.
They just want to tell me. And
What?
I said maybe they just want you to tell me something, but I'm opposed.
No, it's not like that. Trust me, it's not like that. We're already busy enough. So, but has anybody ever even told you about the paper leads before, or no?
No.
Okay. Well, we do have a because I have a garage door company right now, presently, and he's using those paper leads, and so it does take a little.
Per lead, and how many I said, how much is it per lead, and how many can you send me?
Yeah, I'm pulling that up right now as we speak. But yeah, so while I'm getting that up, it does take about 2 to 3 months to get set up because Google has to do, since you're a garage door company, they do this advanced verification thing, which we are kind of working on right now. It looks like on your existing account. You know, they do that with locksmiths, garage door guys, you know, they do this like advanced verification thing because you guys have access to the house. So they, you know, they like vet you guys a little bit deeper than, you know, other type of companies. You know, it's just Google's going to be Google, right? But the nice thing about it is what I like about the paper leads is you actually get to talk to them before, you pay for it. So you get to talk to them, you get to ask them a bunch of questions, and if you like the lead during that call, you pay for it. And if you don't like the lead during that call, you can simply reject the lead and you don't have to pay for it. So that's kind of a nice thing. Yeah. So I am checking the cost of that right now because you're obviously out of Dayton. Okay. So yeah. So how it works is once we do get you approved of, you know, for it, if that's something you wanted to, you know, take advantage of, and you are on the phone with them and you like actually like the lead, then at that point, obviously, cause you're going to know, the cost of that lead would be $68 for that qualified call.
Okay. How many leads do you have?
Yeah, so Google makes you prepay for 13 leads up front, right? So you don't have to use them all up. Like,
so they come from Google?
Yeah, so they straight from Google, yeah. We just help manage it. It, like, flows through our system, but it comes straight from Google. So what happens is you show up at that.
People on the top? Or go ahead, tell me.
Yeah, they put you at the very tippy top of Google. Right. So anytime anybody types in like garage door company, garage door repair, you show up at the very tippy top, like the first or second search result, that tippy top. Yeah. Right. And so they're going to see you at the very tippy top whenever you turn them on or off, because that's the nice thing. You're going to be able to turn them on and off. Right. But like I said, you talk to the person. If you like the lead, you're going to pay $68 right during that call. Like if you don't like the lead, you simply turn the lead down and you won't pay any money for it. Cool thing about that is, too, is Google does not share that lead with anybody else. The only thing is you do have to prepay for 13 leads up front, kind of like a prepaid account, right? And then you can start drawing from them. Once you use those 13 leads, then Google then auto like reloads it, right? So let's say it takes you a month and a half to get through those 13 leads, right? Then it reloads, you know, once you're done with the 13 leads.
How much of that $68 do you guys make?
How much of that $68 do we make? Google gives us a little bit of that money. That's a great question. Typically, we would make like, I don't know, like a couple of dollars out of that money. It's nothing like crazy. Like okay. they share the lead cost with
is
us. Is what
$60 or is it just me?
Hmm.
Is everybody on that list that shows up? Are they all paying $68?
$68 that are participating in that program. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So everybody same price, even if they're not with local.
Yeah. Like same price, exactly. Mm-hmm.
Gotcha.
Yeah, so it's not like it's like now it can fluctuate the pricing over time. Like, can Google raise the pricing to $70 one day to on the leads? Absolutely. You know, anytime like there's a price change, like we let you know, right? But you know, the cool thing about those paper leads, those are there for when you need extra leads, right? And it kind of helps you like scale your business at whatever pace you want. Like, I have some guys that spend like $10,000 a month just on those leads, right? So they do work. I mean, obviously showing up at the very tippy top of Google has its benefits, okay? But what a lot of my guys do is they use that tailor for filler. So because some weeks you're going to be busy and other weeks you're not, right? So having those leads to be able to turn on when you're slow really helps you, you know, during those slow times, you know, so that you can, you know, take advantage of those, you know, calls in addition to, you know, your other marketing.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm interested. We're still working on our Google verification because of some address bullshit that they had.
I know.
I don't think I can do anything until that's done.
Assuming. So it does take about 2 to 3 months to get set up for those paper leads. So obviously the sooner you're like getting moving on those, the better. Normally it's like a $250 cost to get it going. I can definitely try and get you some like discounts, you know, on our end, right?
Sure.
But we do have to pay for the background check and the paperwork and all that. But definitely like I probably can get it down, like probably go ask my team, maybe get it down to like $199 for you, you know, to get it going. But it is going to take like 2 to 3 months, to get that approved. So, I mean, we're talking like let's say we started it now, you know, you're probably not going to be done till like end of May, maybe June, to where you'll be able to start taking those leads anyways. Because again, it is such a long period of time to get you pre-approved for those because of the advanced verification and like Google like vetting you, because like they need to make sure you have no felonies over the last 7 years now. They need to make sure that obviously you have the general liability insurance of the business, right? They're going to look at that. Because Google doesn't just put anybody at the tippy top. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
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 But
definitely interested in it.
Mm-hmm.
I would prefer if we worked on it tomorrow versus today.
Is it
6 o'clock?
I completely understand. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But,
so let's set up an appointment, and we can. Like I said, it's pretty much simple. What I would do is I just call you, and then, like I said, it'd just be $199 one-time charge for that. And then I just get a little bit of information from you. And you have at least $300,000 in general liability insurance, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. And then you have LLC for the business name, correct? Is that right?
Yeah.
Okay. And you have an EI.
And yeah.
You have a DBA right now?
Yeah, we have a DBA and
we have
an LLC, and then we have a DBA.
Okay. Okay, but you have an EIN number for attached to the business, correct?
Yeah.
Okay, what's going on with the address? Because obviously I'm not your account manager. I'm just, you know, my job is just to talk to you about that program.
So we got verified on Google, and then we tried to add our address.
Mm.
We were just showing up as, like, vague Google, which is just like,
mm-hmm.
you search and then we wouldn't show up because it wasn't that. I was like, well, no, I want to have a fucking pin on the mark. and then I tried to add a pin and they were like, they're like, now you got to get verified again. But now I have to show proof of address too. And I was like, okay, so I need to, and then they were like, you need a sign. And I was like, okay. So I went to the sign making company and I got a sign made, but it's not installed yet. It could be installed.
Okay. It's good that you're doing that because, again, and here, let me show you something, too. I don't know if you've done – let me pull up your website, too. I want to take a look at something here. Okay. I'm glad you got me, because you know what? I'm going to give you some good tidbits. You're going to like this. Okay. That's one thing that I do for my clients. I hook you guys up with info. Okay. So let's take a look here. GarageDoorHatesMe.com. Okay. All right. So I like your little video up there, and I like the, did you do the site? Did you make the site?
Yeah. This is just some bullshit. Yeah, we'll put the
record in. It's okay. It's not bad. No, I don't like, I mean, I would say it's not bad at all. I mean, for you doing it, it's pretty good, actually. You know? So, you should see some of the sites I see. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm going to text you real quick, a client of mine, okay? And I really want to preach this to you because you're going to like this, Taylor. And I talk about this guy all day, every day, and here's the reason why, okay? And you're going to see it's so simple, but it's so effective. Okay, so I just texted you. Hold on, I want to make sure I'm sending it to the right number. Hold on, 271, right? Yeah, 271 yourself. Okay, here we go. How to make sure you have two numbers.
Can we possibly do this tomorrow? I'm in the middle
of
something.
Yeah, I'll talk to you more about it tomorrow. But I'm going to text you this guy's site.
Mm-hmm. Tomorrow at like, I have appointments until 2 o'clock. So.
Okay.
Do 4 o'clock tomorrow best, because I have another
4 o'clock?
2 o'clock.
Okay. Let's do tomorrow. Hold on. Let me make sure I can book you in at 4, because I know how busy I'm getting tomorrow.
Okay.
So that's going to mean. Okay. I got
Friday.
Okay. Let's do that. Yeah. I'll call you exactly at 4 o'clock your time. Okay. That's obviously going to be Eastern. But the website I just sent to you, it'll take me 20 seconds. There's a photo of him that's standing in front of like his van with his like nice polo shirt and khakis. That's something I'm going to talk to you about heavily tomorrow, about standing out amongst the crowd. Okay.
Yeah.
Half the battle is getting you on Google. The other half of the battle is standing out amongst the crowd. Okay. And then obviously, you know, having those 5-star reviews and all that, we'll talk about all that as well tomorrow, but I'll call you at 4 o'clock Eastern, and then we'll just pick it up from there. Okay.
Sounds good. Thank you.
Hey, no worries. Thanks for your time. I'll talk to you then. Take care. Bye-bye.